The dog days of summer are upon us. The heat practically unescapable. So we may as well enjoy it. How lucky am I to spend an evening drifting lazily down the river with you in a cozy rubber raft. We're practically alone out here, save for a few ducks and geese that honk our way as we pass. But it's not the wildlife that catches my eye. I can't stop looking at you, and the hunger that seems to accompany any thoughts of you grows and grows with you right here in front of me. Any man would be drooling at the vision in front of me, and I'm no different. A tiny little bikini, barely covering your smooth skin, teases me. I can tell you've been in the sun all day. Hints of pale flesh that are in stark contrast to the pink and red of your burned skin keep peeking out at me as you move about the raft. Oh, how I long to feel that flesh next to mine. We start out on our journey with you sitting right in front of me, your warm body pressed against my chest, my arms and legs around you. I always feel so strong and powerful when I'm able to wrap my arms around your body, holding you tight enough to feel your heart pounding. My lips slowly graze along your neck. I brush your hair out of the way so I can whisper in your ear, telling you just how beautiful you are. My tongue lingers, softly tracing the outline of your ear. My hand reaches up to gently stroke your chin, turning your face towards mine. I could get lost looking into the deep soulfulness of your eyes, especially when I notice the hunger that mirrors my own. Just like every other time I see your face, my lips turn up into a huge smile. There's a better use for my lips, though, and I quickly put them to that use by pressing them against yours. Time seems to stand still whenever we kiss. It's as if our kiss takes on a life of its own. Your lips are so soft and so warm. My tongue darts out to feel their velvety smoothness. I'm not surprised to meet your own tongue already there, and my heart jumps as our tongues twist around each other. You're enjoying it too, aren't you? I feel a moan slowly emerge from inside you, the sound vibrating against my tongue. You playfully bite down as my tongue plunges deeper into your mouth. I pull back and flash you a grin, but I'm back again quickly for another kiss, this one longer and slower. Our eyes closing as if to surrender ourselves to the passion of the moment. My fingers are surrendering too, giving in to the desire to touch, from your face along to your neck, dancing lightly on the smooth silk that is your skin. I caress your shoulders, my thumb pressed down on the muscles in your back. I want to touch all of you. My hand moves to your front. My fingers slip up under the material of your suit, gently cupping your breasts. Disliking the confinement of your top, I reach back and untie it, letting it fall to the floor of the raft. You're exposed now, the pale skin of your breast, feeling the warmth of the setting sun. My hands quickly take the place of your top, fingers teasing your stiffening nipples as our kisses continue to grow more noisy, more sloppy, and much more intense. I think it's more than just the sway of the current that's making you move against me. I feel your hips slowly start to rock, pressing your ass much more tightly into my lap. Surely you must recognize the hardness of my arousal, straining to break free of my shorts. One hand drops down along your belly, sliding in the sweat that started to glisten on your skin. The other hand still plays with your breast, teasing and tugging on your nipple, just as my lips tug on your own. My fingers quickly home in on the source of your heat, slipping up under the bottoms of your suit, gathering up the slick dew contained in the petals of your sweet flower. You groan in pleasure as my fingers explore, dancing in the heat pouring out of you. Your own hand reaches down to cover mine, showing me exactly the way you'd love to be touched. Oh, baby, I love watching you teach me, guiding me in the ways that bring you most pleasure. Our faces are pressed together now. No more kissing. Instead, I'm telling you how wonderful you look, how wonderful you feel. And you're so fucking wet now. Sweat and desire combine to form a slippery nectar that allow our fingers to dance a sweet tango. My finger presses inside your precious little furnace. Rather than burning me, it acts as some kind of magic salve, energizing me. I want to see more. I want to see that look in your eyes, the one that tells me you're mine. You turn around now, facing me, your legs and mine crossed together. You're almost in my lap, but not quite. What a sight in front of me. Such beauty bared only for me. Your hair has become a bit mussed from our playing, and it falls freely around your beautiful face. I can't decide where to look, whether it's your sexy eyes, your perky breasts, or your hands, which have once again slid down to continue the teasing I started earlier. My own hands stroke your legs while I watch. It's my turn to groan as I see your fingers push your suit to the side, exposing the pink of your glistening lips to my gaze. Your eyes sparkle with delight as you plunge a finger inside you, your back arching as if to help you drive yourself deeper inside. I know well the fiery heat that surrounds that finger. I want it to be my finger once again, or better yet, my tongue. My eyes remain fixed as I watch you slowly twist and rub. You bring your finger out, coated with your slippery stuff, and reach out to my lips. It's an offering I mustn't refuse. And in a minute, you're sliding your finger in and out of my mouth in the same motion that you just used on yourself. I've become achingly hard. I quickly tear my shorts, seeking some relief. My soldier stands at proud attention, joyous in the freedom suddenly granted. Your sexy grin broadens when you see me bare like that, and you take your finger from my mouth and wrap it around me. Oh, my head falls back against the raft, and all air expelled from my lungs in a gasp of pleasure. I love feeling your skin against me. Your finger, wet from my mouth, slides up and down my shaft. It's not enough contact for either of us, though. You've got a better idea. I watch as you guide my swollen member towards you, using it now like you've used your fingers before. Your hot, wet pussy rubs against my flesh. It feels wonderful pressed against you like this. Our hips continue to rock, and our skin continues to grow wetter and more slippery. Your hand covers my shaft, pressing it against your wet little flower. God, it feels so good. Your other hand reaches out and grabs mine, our fingers entwined as much as our hearts. Our gazes are locked together now. Relief is approaching. I'm so hard now, you can feel my pulse and my throbbing cock as it rubs against you. And you're so wet, coating me in your sweet dew. Damn, baby. I can't stop it. Suddenly I explode, coating your hand and your steamy little box in the hot cum that surges forth from deep within. And at that very moment, I see you start to quiver. I can only hope that what's causing you to shake feels as good as what's flowing through my body right now. Our shoulders sag a bit as we catch our breath. I'm still pressed against you, not quite as firm, and I'm shiny now, coated with the combined juice of our passion. We drift on. Barely moving, our hands still entwined, and our hearts still beating as one.